It's time to pivot a little bit. We're going to get back into the special session on tax reform. We're going to go heavy next hour. State Senator Franklin Foyle is going to join us. He's on the Revenue and Fiscal Affairs Committee. And Governor Jeff Landry is going to join us as well. I mean, if you're going to talk about the governor's tax reform package, you might as well talk with the governor. So that's all coming up next hour. Right now, I want to pivot over and start talking about what's ahead for us is the holiday season. And along with the holiday season, our thoughts can turn towards philanthropy and giving. Joining us now is Carissa Graves to dive in on this. Good morning. Welcome back.
Good
How
morning.
Are you?
I'm doing well.
Glad to have you back in studio.
Good to be here.
So let's talk a little bit about the different outlets that are out there as far as the Baton Rouge Area Foundation is concerned, which y'all have your eyes on and what you're hoping people know about.
Yeah. Well, listen, I know some of my colleagues have visited with you in the past to talk about some of our strategic initiatives. Mm-hmm. I'm here to talk about the donors. Mm-hmm. So Baton Rouge Area Foundation is really a community foundation. We exist only because of folks that are listening in who decide to open a charitable fund with us. We're composed of hundreds of funds, all different types, mm-hmm. and folks place their charitable dollars with us. And sometimes they use our support in giving back to the community, and sometimes they know exactly how they want to do it, and they have the flexibility of their own timeline after they've opened their fund.
Let's talk about how that happens. Mm-hmm. I mean, this isn't like just for the wealthiest of the wealthy to just cut a big check. We're talking about everyday folks just getting in the game.
That is correct. Yeah, we've got funds of all sizes, ranging from several thousand to several million. Mm-hmm. Surely, I don't want to take the place of anybody's CPA or financial advisor. Talk to your professionals. But this is the time of year that a lot of folks, ordinary folks, are looking at their year's income. We are aligned with the tax conversation you have going on this morning,
yes,
right?
A little bit.
How can you take advantage of the charitable tax benefits and use BRAF, the Community Foundation, to support your efforts?
What are the donor advised funds? How does that work?
So those are commonly called DAFs, and those are the most flexible way to open a charitable fund here at BRAF. They give folks the opportunity to donate. You get credit for that charitable gift the year you give it, and yet you can take your time, you can grow it, you can spend it out. We call it spending. You can give it to the nonprofit community as you wish. There's no rush. And in fact, we have folks who have funds and they say it's the most fun thing to do because they're not actually giving out of their checkbook.
Right.
They're giving out of the fund. It's money they've already given away.
Right. But they're, you're taking the money and multiplying it later, basically.
Absolutely.
Or along the way, I should say. And not to mention, there's multiple ways to do this, though.
There are, in fact, that's what I really want the audience to hear today. So many people think about, well, I've got to give out of my checkbook. I've got to give cash. We facilitate all types of gifts, mm-hmm. right? So again, talk to your advisors. But one of the most advantageous ways of giving is appreciated stock. You can actually give the stock away, avoid capital gains, right? Don't pull it in, count it as income and have to pay tax on it. Mm-hmm. Give it to your fund, give it to the local nonprofit community, and they're going to benefit as well as you.
We're talking with Carissa Graves about different ways that you can help support the Baton Rouge Area Foundation as we move towards the end of the year, not just because the holiday season puts us in a giving mood, but I mean, you know, closing off those books, to be sure. Property is a big one here, too.
Absolutely.
And when we talk about closing off the books for 2024, if you want to get something off the books, donating property would be a big way to do it.
Property, art, surely we've got people on staff, Edmund Gearing, who's assessed the value of water buffalo in the past. So all kinds of
ways.
Yeah, and I'll let him tell you that story someday.
Okay. Water buffalo.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Somebody wanted that buffalo off the
I boat. Saw livestock mentioned. I just figured that was going to be cows. I didn't know we were going full buffalo today.
It's true. It's his story to tell. I do want to mention as well, outside of or beyond opening a charitable fund, right, with your family, with your company, or just as an individual, folks can become members of the foundation. Mm-hmm. Membership starts as low as $100. And membership is another way for folks who want to get involved in improving our region, increasing the quality of life, And in fact, tomorrow we have members getting together to get a sneak peek of city stats.
Okay.
Which is coming out shortly.
Yes.
December.
Yes. And mm-hmm. We'll have Chris on to break down city stats next month once it's out and once we can digest it a little bit. I tell you what, I understand we have a donor that's on the line right now.
Absolutely.
Let's just hop on in here. Welcome aboard. Welcome to Talk 107.3. How are you?
I'm doing great, Brian. Thank you.
Hey, good to have you on. It's JR, right?
Yeah, JR Whaley.
JR, welcome aboard, man. I appreciate you hopping on to talk about this a little bit. How did you get involved with BRAF in the first place? And then walk us through what your donation process and what it looks like and how you've used that to help expand your voice.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. I got involved with BRAF several years ago, probably 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago with a donor advised fund. And, you know, just recognized that BRAF really had a good sense of the needs in our community, maybe better than what I did. And so it was an easy process of setting up a donor advised fund. And then also being able to direct those funds as I wished, but also with some insight from BRAF about some areas that I care about and or, you know, some top-notch nonprofits that are doing good work in those areas.
Direct the funds as you wish. Give me, and I don't want amounts, but I want examples of how that works and how you've pointed them or they've helped you point in a particular direction.
Yeah, sure. I mean, there's a few different nonprofits out there that I am aware of and was involved with and or thought was doing good work. Mm-hmm. And so I was able to tell the folks at BRAF that, look, you know, this is an area that I care about. I'd like to donate from my fund to this particular area. And then also, you know, if you care about education, if you care about healthcare, if you care about recovery, if you care about different things that touch your heart and you see that there's a need for, BRAF can also say, hey, you know, there's a really good group you might want to check out. You might want to just learn about. And so those are kind of the areas that you can get plugged in with.
JR Whaley is a BRAF donor. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I wanted to jump in. So I wanted JR to join us this morning because he actually came up with something that we're really excited to support him in. So we haven't talked about the collective impact, right? When folks have throw in $100, $1,000 here and there, and they decide together how they want to make an impact with their collective money. JR, would you like to talk about your concept?
Yes.
That we're going to be moving forward very shortly.
Yeah, Brian. So we're BRAF and we are working on a field of interest fund called Ambition for the Greater Good. And what the Ambition for Greater Good is, it's going to be an opportunity for attorneys in the greater Baton Rouge area to donate money to a field of interest fund where we will be able to pool our resources and then focus that impact in areas that are going to be voted on by the members of Ambition for the Greater Good. So, you know, that's a perfect example of you know, hey, some guy's out there and he wants to give a little bit of money. That's wonderful. That's great. But this fund that we're putting together, along, you know, and certainly BRAF has others, but the one that we're putting together, Ambition for the Greater Good, is going to be made up of attorneys who are going to give a certain amount, minimum every year, to the fund, and then vote on where that impact is going to be. Because, you know, we believe that, you know, there are needs that we can meet and there are problems that we can solve in the greater Baton Rouge area, and we have a better opportunity to meet those needs, to solve those problems in a collective way.
Give me some examples. What would be some of the ideas that might be on the table to be voted on?
You know, and that's what's going to be so cool about this fund is that we're going to have certain guardrails, you know, that are going to be areas of impact, you know, whether that be access to justice, whether that be other type of of topics that, you know, attorneys naturally might be drawn to. But the idea is that we're going to vote as a collective on where that money is going to go at the end of the year. Our goal is to, you know, to have 100 members in 2025, and then we'll vote within, you know, within those parameters, within those field of interest of the impact that we want to make in those areas.
And this is just a matter of, like, all the attorneys that are pooled together, just making sure that their donor-advised funds are directed in this path?
This will be a specific fund.
Separate fund. Okay.
This fund will be called Ambition for the Greater Good. Ambition's sort of a loaded word, right?
Yeah.
If you don't have enough ambition and you're not living up to your potential, but if you have too much ambition, then, you know, you're thought to be self-serving or something. And so the idea is that we're going to have a specific fund directed in a field of interest called Ambition for the Greater Good, and we'll use that ambition and we'll use that focused giving for the greater good in our community.
So this will be a giving circle for attorneys, and we're welcoming attorneys within the region to join us for some free CLE event December 6th, and that will be our opportunity to really dig in with the attorney community to talk about moving this forward.
Very, very cool stuff. He is J.R. Whaley. I appreciate a couple minutes, man. Thank you for chiming in.
Yeah, thanks for your time, Brian. Absolutely. Good talking to you.
Likewise, absolutely. We got about a minute and a half left with Carissa Graves before we have to meet up with Your Money Now. Can we talk about membership for just a second? You mentioned $100 is the basic. How do folks go about doing that?
Okay, so go to braf.org/membership to learn more. There's membership opportunities for individuals, for companies, as well as nonprofits. May I plug one other opportunity to get involved in giving back?
Yes.
As we approach the end of year, 2 weeks from today, I think a colleague of mine will be visiting with you to celebrate Giving Tuesday.
Yes. Just
flagging that for everybody right now. Make your plans. Study the nonprofits. Study the nonprofits on our website if that's helpful. And we're eager to promote the critical work of the nonprofits in our community.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And the way Giving Tuesday has kind of evolved here, I mean, we've seen it in other places and seen it launch in Baton Rouge, and just how direct the impact can be. Because it's easy to say, look, it can be overwhelming. There's so many different things out there. And how do you pick and choose? What do you need? You just get in the game.
So great way to start.
Braf.org/donors. And yeah, Giving Tuesday coming up 2 weeks from, is it already 2 weeks from now?
I know. Can you believe it? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Thanksgiving's next Thursday. So she is Carissa Graves.
Right around the corner.
Speaking of flying, we're just straight up out of time. This blew right by. Thank you so much for coming in this morning. Absolutely.